Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is National Consultant Maqsood Mir. I'm really, really honored tonight to have a brother in arms with me. He's going to be giving us an exciting training. This is the National Business Builder Call. It has been my regimen for the last 10 years, and many of you who have joined in here have learned a lot about doing the business the right way, the proper way, and Ambit Energy from just this call alone. So every Sunday night, I will dial in just to get myself prepped for the next week and how I can do better in the business every week. So this week is no different. We're going to be learning from executive consultant. I consider him a national consultant. He's been in the business for many years, and he has a tremendous influence on many people in our business. Everybody loves him. He is a Comma Club member. He's also a Pure Energy Award winner. He was the host of Samulcast 2020, and he has been a speaker and trainer at Ambition. This is executive consultant, Mr. David Nunez. David, are you on the call with us, sir?
I am here. Mir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We're hearing you loud and clear. Fantastic, sir. Welcome to the call, David. I appreciate you jumping in. David, for those of us who don't know you, but everybody knows you, brother, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's go on with your training after that, sir?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mir, for hosting these calls on very faithfully and being on these calls every Sunday night. I'm going to go ahead and just share my story because I know there's a lot of new people that just got started maybe a few days ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe just got started a couple of hours ago and have not heard my story yet. But I've actually been in the business. It's almost going to be 13 years. January the 9th is going to be my 13-year anniversary. And when I first got started in Ambit, I was actually in a very difficult moment in my life. I had just lost my mother a few months before. During that same time, I had just lost a job, which put me behind a lot of my bills. And I was a brand new dad. So for the first time in my life up until that point, I found myself in the struggle. So I had really not been financially struggling before that, but I was 27 years old at that time when I lost my mom, 28 years old rather. And I was just in a very, very tough time. But a friend of mine actually gave me a call. I'll never forget. It was a cool December night in 2009. And, you know, it was quite a year for me that year. You know, I just lost my mom, had just become a dad, was struggling, about to lose my truck. And the sad part of all of that is that I didn't have rent to pay. I didn't have a mortgage to pay because I was still living at my mom's house. So for me, that was called a clue that I needed to do something different because obviously what I was doing up until that point was not working because I started asking myself, you know what, if I can't afford my vehicle payments, I can't afford to be a dad, and I don't have rent, and I don't have mortgage to pay, how am I ever going to be able to be a father? How am I ever going to be able to have my own place one day? You know, these were the questions that were in my mind, but luckily a friend of mine gave me a call and asked me that question at UC at the business presentation. He asked me, how many people do you know that use electricity? And I remember chuckling and kind of thought he was crazy because I had never been asked that question ever in my life. And I said, everybody does. And then he said, well, how would you like to get paid, pay less for it or potentially get it for free? And I said, free? You know, for me, free and energy just never made sense. I had never seen free energy and energy in the same sentence. So I was kind of thinking to myself, okay, what's this guy up to? But when he said, you know what, how would you like to get paid thousands of residual income and potentially thousands of dollars by simply referring a few people to a service you don't have to sell? And that's what really piqued my interest. And I finally, after about a couple of weeks of him calling me, I finally made that decision to say, you know what, I need to go take a look at this business because, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? So saw the business. I met him at a Starbucks, and there was two other gentlemen there that one of them was who is now executive, top 50 money earner, Jeff Brogan. The other gentleman is national consultant, Rigoberto Yepes. And on a Starbucks napkin, these two gentlemen showed the business presentation to me. So if you can picture this, I didn't see the presentation on a video. I didn't see the presentation at a live VP. I saw the presentation on a Starbucks napkin, okay, with circles and dollar signs. And then at the very end, I'll never forget when Rigoberto said, oh, by the way, it's $429 to get started in this business. And to me, I thought that was a great deal. You know, I thought that was a fantastic deal because I said, if this is true, if we can make this money, that's awesome to be able to start a business. But I did not have the money. But to me at that point, you know, 28 years old, at that point, I said, you know what? Because I don't have the money, because I'm 28 years old and struggling and don't have the money, this is the reason why I need to do this business. So fast forward to now, you know, my life has changed. I finally came up with the money with the taxes and all. Was back in those days, it was $458 and change to get started. And I came up with the money and I clicked submit and I became an Ambit Energy independent consultant, marketing consultant, zero customers, zero consultants on January the 9th of 2010. Okay. That's when I became a consultant. And was my rise or my growth fast? Absolutely not. And that's actually the topic that I want to talk to you guys about today, tonight. In trusting the growth process, because, you know, even though my growth wasn't fast, you know, it was consistent and I kept going and doing something for my business every single day. Because of that decision that I made almost 13 years ago to click submit, cough up almost $500 to get started, it's been almost 8 years that I haven't had to work for anybody else. I'm 41 years old. I quote unquote retired from corporate America at 33 years old. My wife, I met her when I was already 5 years into the business, but because of Ambit, she is also a stay-at-home mom. We both don't have jobs outside of Ambit. We focus on building our business every day and taking care of our beautiful daughter that the Lord blessed us with 4 years ago. This month on the 8th, my daughter turned 4 years old. So 4 years ago, my wife was working, and when it was almost time for her to give birth, she went on maternity leave and never went back. So that was already over 4 years ago that she hasn't had to clock in for anybody since that, because of a decision that I made to not just get started, because I didn't know my wife at that time, but a decision to never look back, a decision to never quit. Because of that, you know, we're able to now afford our house, pay for our mortgage, pay for our cars, which is something that was huge, because back in the days, I couldn't even afford the gas, let alone the payment for my truck at the time. And I didn't have rent or mortgage to pay. Now we have our home. We have, in our blended family, we have 5 children. She had 2 daughters when I met her. I had 2 sons. And, you know, I don't say all of this to brag or boast. God knows my heart. I say this to hopefully someone is hearing this call for the first time. And hopefully it clicks. Hopefully it's that aha moment where they say, ah, if this guy did it, I can do it too. Because I don't come from a background of, you know, I wasn't an engineer or, you know, anything like that, a doctor, a lawyer. You know, I dropped out of college. We're here. We're amongst friends. I'm being honest. Dropped out of college. I spent 5 years in high school. You know, so for me to say that I came from a background of, you know, education is not it, but I made a decision to get educated. I made a decision to learn and trust that process from day one when I first got started. So things have been amazing. Things are getting better. And I know that, and I pray that everybody that's listening to this call right now is that day that you make that decision that, you know, your day will become better as well. I'm going to share with you some little fun facts of what during my process when I first got started, okay? Signed up on January the 9th, 2010. My very first week, I gathered my 4 customers very quickly. I became my first customer. I signed up 2 aunts, and I signed up a friend. I was at a friend's barbecue, and I didn't even know this person. So my friend invited his cousin over to the bar, and it was his cousin's wife that said, oh, I just paid my electric bill today. And I remember, brand new, I had just started my business 7 days before, and I said, hey, I think I can help you save some money. That was literally what I said. I wasn't sure. I didn't know. I just opened my mouth and said, hey, I think I can help you save money. And she took out her bill and said, here, sign me up. See what you can do. And I saw it, and I said, oh, yeah, I think we could, you know. And that's how it happened. I signed her up, and guess what? Almost 13 years later, you know, she's still a customer to this day. You know, almost 13 years later, for just opening my mouth and saying, hey, I can help you save some money, or hey, would you like to be my customer? you know, depending on whatever you're at, because, you know, a lot of times people might feel a little conscientious about saying the word save money. You can always say, you know what, let me see if I can help you set up your service with Ambit. Let me see if I can help you upgrade your service and be one of my customers. Ambit has already unleashed so many different benefits, you know, like the TLC pledge to try it like it changes. Also, the here in Texas, we have contracts. Okay, so whenever, you know, a lot of times people say that it's hard up in like the Northeast or in Illinois or to sign up customers. Let me tell you, it's hard here in Texas because sometimes people do have to pay to become customers in the form of a deposit, and you know sometimes they have to pay cancellation fees with the company that they're with before. But Ambit has eliminated all of that to help us out. And you can always call consultant support to find out the details on that when working with your Texas customers as well. But, you know, back to the little timeline that I wanted to share with you, started January the 9th, and it took me 6 months and 19 days to sign up my very, very first marketing consultant. Okay? So I signed up my very first 4 customers within my first week. Awesome. It was 7-8 days that it took me. But then I did not sign up a marketing consultant until 6 months and 19 days after I started the business. But here's a cool thing about that. Okay? The cool thing is that about 2.5 weeks after signing up my first consultant, that consultant went to work, signed up other people. I signed up my second to fulfill the 5-2-6, right? And I promoted 2.5 weeks to after signing up my very first consultant, I promoted to regional. And I'll never forget, it was August the 14th of 2010. It was just a couple of weeks before taking off to our event, Ambition. So we went to Ambition. I remember walked the stage as a regional consultant, right? I'll never forget, Jerry Thompson Jr., our co-founder, got up. And he, when I was coming down the stage, he said, "Congratulations, David." And Jerry just had that magic, that power that, you know, when he looked at you and said something to you, I mean, it felt like he was just talking to you directly. And that was just that little moment where I said, hey, I want to be part of this company. I want to be part of this company. I'll never forget towards the end in his keynote speech, when I heard him mouth these 5 words, "Never sacrifice integrity for growth." When he said those 5 words, I started to cry. I was in the very, very back of the room. I started to cry because that's what I had been looking for a very, very long time. I wanted to be part of a company that not only was focusing on being big, because we had already been recognized as Inc. Magazine's fastest growing company at that time, but I also wanted to be part of a company that was focused on doing things the right way. And even though now we're part of Easter Energy, a company that's focused on vision and tradition, they're keeping that vision alive and that tradition of Ambit alive in us to continue doing things with integrity, continue doing things the right way. So I got back, you know, I was a regional consultant. My very first Ambition, I got to work. My second Ambition, guess what? I still went as a regional consultant. But I was just a few consultants away from promoting. So it was Labor Day weekend. I think we got back like September 2nd or something like that, 3rd. And I'll never forget that it was a Thursday, September the 8th. I was 3 consultants away from getting promoted to senior. And I remember I had asked my upline senior, Jeff Rogan, for a FC pin because I was just so excited. And I would put my FC pin on and I would look in the mirror and I would say, thank you so much. I would talk to myself pretty much. I don't know if you guys do that. I haven't gotten to the point where I answer myself yet, but I do talk to myself a lot. I look in the mirror and I say, you know, and I would say things like, welcome, good evening. This is the senior consultant, David Nunez. I'm so glad, you know, I would be rehearsing. I would be rehearsing, mentally rehearsing the presentation. So I was already speaking it. That's what was going to happen. 3 consultants away, mind you, it was still $429 plus the website to get started. And guess what? I made a decision that day, September the 8th, 2011, to promote and I was able to sign up, do follow-ups, and I was able to sign up my last three consultants to get promoted that night and be Jeff Brogan's senior number three that helped them get to executive. Okay, and I'm sharing all of this because these are all part of the process. Oh, and by the way, a lot of people look at me now, and you know, I'm known for TikTok, I'm known for Facebook Reels, you know, getting paid doing that, you know, on the side, but also engaging and looking for prospects using those platforms. Well, at this time, this was before TikTok, this was before Facebook Reels, and I didn't even have a Facebook. Okay, I didn't even have a Facebook when I promoted to Regional. Fun fact, I didn't even have a Facebook. I didn't even know what that was. I hadn't been introduced to Facebook yet. But I was still out there, belly to belly, elbow to elbow, you know, smiling, asking people if they were open to make some extra money, right? And also learning how to discipline my disappointments, because we all have disappointments all the time, myself included. I know my friend Maksud Mir has his disappointments too. We're all human beings. We're all made out of flesh and blood. So we all go through our ups and downs, but it's all a matter of continuing to move forward and going after the goals and speaking what it is that you are looking for, speaking positivity, having that perspective that you can do this business. Okay, because after September 8th, 2011, I became a senior consultant. It took me 4 years and 9 months. Okay, 4 years and 9 months to get promoted to executive consultant. And I'm not saying that to brag, because 4 years and 9 months is a long time. I mean, you know, it's a very, very long time. Okay. But you know what? I didn't quit. I kept going forward. You know, when I hear people say, you know what, I'm gonna try this. There's three magic words that I learned in life that will help you achieve any goal you set your mind to, as long as you believe these three words. Keep trying until. I made it a goal to keep trying until I succeeded. Keep trying until I got promoted. Keep trying until I made that weekly check. Keep trying until I signed up that next marketing consultant or that next customer. You know, you gotta keep trying until. If you let bad times get you down and you don't look for help, there's a scripture in the Bible, I forgot the exact words, but I know it's in Proverbs, and it talks about, you know, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety, right? You know, when you have people, you know, King Solomon, there's this book that I'm going to start reading again. I already read it, and it's called The Richest Man That Ever Lived, King Solomon's Keys to Wealth and Happiness. And it's a self-help book based off the teachings of King Solomon's and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon, right? The books that he wrote. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, we all talk about Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk being the richest man. But this gentleman, scholars have equated or have that study all of this ancient history, they have said that had King Solomon been alive in today's economy, he would be America's first and only trillionaire. Okay? So all these principles they're biblical principles, but they help in business as well. They help you be able to take your business, your life to another level. What most people usually do whenever they get discouraged is they run and hide. That's the wrong way to do. Wrong thing to do. What you need to do is you need to get out next to the fire. If you're cold, you need to get close to the fire to warm up. You need to get close to the fire of the people that are moving and shaking and millionaire making. Those are the people that you need to surround yourself with so that they can lift you up, okay? That's one of the things that I always share with my team. I said, hey, you know what? You want to be successful, you know, and you're going to have downtimes. I don't ever lie and tell them that, oh, it's all going to be hunky-dory. Everything's going to be rainbows and gummy bears. It's not going to be like that. You're going to have your moments where you're going to be like, man, is this going to work? But that's why it's important that you get around the people that are making it work. I remember one of the things, you know, and by the way, when I promoted to executive, it was on May 26th. I had set a goal to promote on May 4th or 5th, something like that. I don't remember. But I remember when I didn't hit my mark, I kind of got discouraged. And I was like, man. And then I said, okay, by Mother's Day, which was like the 12th or the 13th that year, a I forgot. And that didn't happen. And then it's funny, God has a sense of humor, because when I finally needed, back in the days when we actually needed customers, everybody needed to have at least two customers for the promotion to be possible. Now, the moment that six people join your team and you have your five customer points, voila, you're a regional consultant. But back in those days, every consultant need to have had at least two customers for the four customer points. So I remember my good friend he was going to be my fifth senior. And I remember it was a Thursday night. We were at a Denny for a business presentation. And I remember he just went up to the server and said, "Hey, do you by any chance want to save money on your energy bill?" And the server actually said, "I actually need electrical service. I just got an apartment." "Oh, really? Well, I can sign you up." "Sure, yeah." It was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. So he signed that customer up. And guess what? Signed up that customer, transferred it where it needed to happen, and it promoted one of his teammates to regional. It was his that person's sixth. It was his person's 18th to get to senior, and it was my fifth senior to help me get to executive. And I'm sharing this thing because of what I'm just sharing with you, that sometimes we do have those moments where we feel down, where we feel like, you know what, is this going to work? And the answer to that is absolutely, it is going to work. You know, there is no doubt that Ambit works. You see it with me. You see it with Maksud Mir. You see it with Brian McClure. You see it with Steve Thompson. You see it with Doug Parker, Faisal Manzoor. I mean, you see it with so many people that it's working. The only question is do you want it to work for you? And the way you make that happen is for you to be able to get that training done. Okay. Seek outside training. I'm a member of Rank Makers by Ray Higdon. Ray Higdon he's actually a friend of mine now. He's somebody that I follow. Ray Higdon, you know, he's a network marketing trainer like Eric Worre is. Me and several of my teammates, we were just at his training this past October. The 27th, 28th, 29th, we were learning how to build our business through, you know, social media, through network, you know, and just learning from top earners. You know, these are things that we invest in to grow. You heard a lot of people mention that they were registered for kickoff. If you're not registered for kickoff, let me tell you, you're not serious. And let me tell you why. Because they have the virtual option, okay? So it's not like Ambition where you actually have to show up to Dallas. I mean, you can literally watch it online, okay? I want to recommend you go to Arlington, but if you can't go for whatever reason, make sure that you register today, tonight. It's $25. $25. Register tonight for that event kickoff. It's February 25th in Arlington. If you really... me and my team, a couple of days ago, we were actually Friday night hustlers. You know, this past Friday, we were working from like 2:30 to about 9:30 at night at Starbucks. And we were planning, I sponsored someone, a few teammates sponsored people. And we were just, you know, booking our flights and getting our flights ready for us to go to Arlington that day. So you can do it now. Just to give you guys a tip, flights are cheaper when you buy them in advance. If you live in California, Illinois, Maine, other places, make sure that you register for those events, because events are what cause growth. I remember when I first got to an event, I remember I would always get overwhelmed because I felt like I needed to know everything, right? And it's impossible because a human mind can only grasp about 10% of information, minimum, okay? Human mind can only absorb about 10% of information. And one day, I actually heard my friend, you heard from him earlier, national consultant Maksud Mir, I heard him on a training say, "Whenever I go to a training, all I do is I get 2 to 3 nuggets, and I implement those 2 to 3 nuggets immediately." Game changing for me. I said, whoa, okay, that's my holy grail. That's what I need to do, okay? Because I told myself, how is it that people go to trainings and they learn everything and they grow, and that's not the case. We don't, when we go to a training, we don't learn, none of us grasp everything that we talk about at training. The whole point of going to a training is to get that 2 or 3 silver bullets and implement them into your business. Implement them into your business. And, you know, I've got a few minutes left, and I just want to share with you a little bit of training of what I do for social media, okay? These two principles that I use that have helped me be able to sign up more people on social media than even face-to-face. I mean, I'll still meet with them face-to-face, but I sign up a lot of people through social media. And these are the things, the two words that you got to write down if you're taking notes. I hope you are. Number one is content. Content. Okay, remember, content is king. Engagement is queen. Okay, content is queen is king. Engagement is queen. So what I mean by that is, what's your content? What do you post daily? Are you focusing on posting something on your Facebook daily? Because I'm going to give you guys a tip. If you guys are posting less than 5 times on your Facebook, don't expect to sponsor anybody off of Facebook or any social media platform, okay? The algorithms on Facebook aren't as strong as they used to be, so you need to be posting more than 5 times daily. And I'm not talking about posting, do you want to join my business? Do you want to join my business? No. I don't post any of that. I post like good mornings. I post like funny memes. I post some of my videos. I post, oh, drinking coffee. By the way, a tip, anything you post, the characters you post, if it's less than 80 characters, your engagement or your visibility will reduce by 66%. So you want to make sure that you comment as much as you possibly can. You type as much as you possibly can. For example, you're having a cup of coffee in the morning, you could say, I'm so happy and thankful, or I'm so thankful and blessed that I could be able to have a cup of coffee at 11 o'clock this morning and this nice and cool weather that we're having here. Because here in the valley right now, I know that for some of you this is like summer, but for us it's 50 degrees right now. It's really cold for us, okay? So there's a lot of people about complaining of going to work. And, you know, little posts like that, get that engagement and people start asking, hey, what is it that you do? Attraction. And then, of course, engagement is queen. How many conversations are you having on a daily basis? Okay. How many conversations are you having on a daily basis? Right? Asking people, hey, how's your day been? Hey, how's work going today? I like to go through my Facebook, I mean, which we all do. If you have Facebook, Instagram, anything, any social media platform, what I like to do is I like to go through my news feeds, and I like to comment on as many people's posts as I possibly can. And I've had, one of the things that I've had, and I'm just going to call out the elephant in the room. One of the things that one of my teammates once told me, they said, well, it's because I feel bad because I comment on someone's post and they don't comment on mine. Wrong. Wrong way of thinking. That is not the point. The point for you when you're commenting on someone's social media is to find three steps. Connect and introduce. Find, connect, and introduce your business opportunity, whether it be to save, be a customer or a consultant to that person. And even if it's not that person that responds to your post, most of my inboxes happen from people of friends of that friend that I posted on. So Sally posted something of, oh, I hate my job. I wish I was at home today. I would post something like, hey, Sally, I can totally relate. I used to feel that way. Thank goodness that with my side hustle, I am now able to spend more time at home with my family and still be able to make an income from anywhere that I'm at. If you ever want to know more, feel free to let me know. And you know what? 9 out of 10 times, it's not even Sally that reaches out to you. It's all the other people that Sally knows that commented on that post that will reach out to you, okay? So if you got anything from this call, this tip, and I'm just, because of time, this is just, I'm just like not even scratching the surface on what this can do. But I've done this with teammates. I've sat down with them and I've taught them this. And I've literally had consultants that that have been like, man, you know, stagnant, have not had anybody reach out to them in quite some time. And then finally, all of a sudden, they have people say, me, right? Raising up their hand, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for prospects. And my goal is not to get 100 prospects a day. I don't want 100 prospects a day. I just want 2 or 3 qualified people a day. That's it. Okay? Because I know consultants that join, they say, I just want to get started and make a post, and I just want 100 people to join me. That's fantasy world. That's not going to happen. Okay? And if it does, it's not duplicatable. My goal is to duplicate and be able to find 1 or 2, 3 people a day that say, hey, raise up their hands and say, hey, I want to know a little bit more about what you're doing. And that way I can connect with them. I found them. I can connect with them and I can introduce them into this business. Because right now, more than ever, more people are looking for ways to make more money. With inflation being at its all-time high in 40 years, with grocery prices being up 13%, gasoline prices being, you know, double of what they were a year or two ago, you know, it's very important that we grow. I'm going to do some math here for you really quickly. So your dream has to be bigger than your parents' dream. Okay, your dream has to be bigger than your parents' dream because, you know, back in the days when we grew up, we were like, yeah, I want to be just like my mom. I want to be just like my dad, you know, yada, yada, yada. But your dreams have to be bigger. Okay, and let me tell you why. Because gasoline right now here in Edinburgh, right now it's $2.75. And I know for some of you it's probably double that or almost. But for us, it's $2.75. I'm 41 years old. When my mother was 41 in 1988, when my mother was 41 years old, gas prices were 66 cents a gallon. So you tell me if my dream has to be way bigger than my parents' dream. It has to be. Because I know some people that are close to their parents and their grandparents, and that's great. So am I. Okay? So am I. Okay? But you have to know how to grow past their thinking if you're going to be able to make it, you know, this day and age. And teach your kids to be able to do the same thing. Because when they're your age, yeah, who knows what prices of things are going to be. And it all starts today. It all starts now to be able to encourage that. And I say my mom because my adopted mom that raised me, that gave me her last name of Nunez, passed away. She was the one that passed away back in 2009. I am fortunate that I still have my biological mom. And she's the one that I'm comparing this age to. She was 41 back in 1988 when I was 7 years old. And gas prices were 66 cents. You want to make sure, and in closing, let me tell you this. I didn't grow up with my father. I'm 41 years old, never met my dad. I was given up for adoption. You know, my biological mom kept me hidden from her family for a long time. My adopted family is still to this day very, very small, you know, here in the States. So I grew up with issues, let me tell you, just like some of you here on this call, believe me. And me being able to talk to people was not my forte. Let me just put it to you that way. I wasn't the one that was like, oh boy, I can't wait to go talk to people. You know, I tried to stay away as far away as I possibly could. But I made this because of being in a desperate situation, I was able to succeed in this business, and so will you too. If you don't like talking to people, if you're shy and you're introverted, let me tell you, you are in great company because so was I. And I still can be introverted to this day. Okay? But I made a decision, okay, 2 weeks ago at Rankmakers, 2-3 weeks ago, and I made a decision that I was going to be the one. Okay? I can't tell you who my great-grandfather was. I can barely tell you who my grandfather was. I can't tell you who my great-grandfather was, but let me tell you, 100 years, 150 years, 250 years from now, my great-great-great-great-grandchildren are going to know who the heck David Nunez is. Because I made a decision that everything was going to start with me. And things were going to end with me. Poverty was going to end with me. Doubt was going to end with me. Fear was going to end with me. Living in mediocrity was going to end with me. And building this business through the holidays, which I want to recommend you guys build your business through the holidays. I know you're going to be around people, right? And sometimes people say, well, I'm going to be around family. Great. I mean, all they do nowadays is people give you the flu. Might as well just give them your business card as well, you know, while you're at it. Talk to people. The holidays is the best time for you to talk to people and go to restaurants, go to places on your downtime, go to gasoline places that are open and prospect those people, because I've never met anybody say, oh man, I am so glad that I'm working on Thanksgiving. I am so glad I'm working on Christmas. I've never met anybody tell me that. Those are the people, and on those days they're going to be extremely open to hear what you have to say. So you need to make sure that you talk to those people during these times, and you need to make a decision. I don't know what your upline, your lineage, your biological upline is like, if they were millionaires or very rich or very wealthy. Mine wasn't. But let me tell you, everything's going to start with me, and I'm going to make sure that I leave a legacy for my family. I've made that decision, and I'm making it, vocalizing it here for everybody to hear. Holidays, I'm going to work harder than ever before. And in 2023, I'm going to come for everything that people always told me that I couldn't have and more. And I hope that you guys make that decision to do the exact same thing. So God bless you all. Thank you all so much for taking time off your Sunday to be on our national Sunday Night Business Builder call. So my good friend, Maksud Mir, thank you so much for hosting. And I'm going to go ahead and throw the line back over to you. So God bless you, brother. And thank you so much again.
David, what a call. That was an amazing, amazing call. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't take the notes down, guys, I need you to listen to this call again. And if you have prospects that you want to close, have them listen to this call. What conviction and power does this call bring? It's amazing that this gentleman has influenced so many people, including myself, and I'm so honored to call him my friend, David Nunez. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the lines. I want you to thank him profusely for what he has poured into you tonight. And we need to have David Nunez back on again very, very soon, because any chance that you have to listen to him or be able to talk to him, guys, you're going to get some knowledge that can further your business in a massive way. So with that, give me 1 second. You go ahead and open the lines up. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Good night, everyone. Next week, National Consultant Mr. Bobby Ames should be on the call too next week. We also have a training that I wanted to announce earlier, but that's in December 3rd for Illinois in Springfield. And on the Rainmakers website, Ambit Rainmakers Facebook, it's already posted there. So December 3rd, we have a big training there. It's in Springfield, Illinois. So if anyone's here from Chicago, please come in and join us. It'll be a training from 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and the tickets are on sale right now. So please, if you need any more information, send me a text or call me. David, thank you very much again for giving up your Sunday night for us. I appreciate you very much, sir.